One of our correspondents, frequent correspondent, Jerky, hi Jerky, sent me this top 10 alternative uses for that Ten Commandments monument. Number 10, flip it over and use it as an altar upon which to perform sacrificial blood offerings to Satan. Well, he's not called Jerky for nothing. Number 9, slowly lower it on top of that idiot preacher who suffocated an 8-year-old autistic Milwaukee boy to death last week by sitting on his chest during an exorcism. The same horrific fate should befall any other member of that ridiculous Christian coven who was stupid enough to take part. Number 8, make it a cornerstone for a brand spanking new abortion clinic. Number 7, put it in an overgrown field with an outhouse, a rusted out Cadillac, an abandoned refrigerator, and voila, redneck Stonehenge. Number 6. Make it a paperweight for God's legal briefs in the upcoming post-Armageddon sentencing trials. Number 9, use it as ballast on the converted cruise ship where President W. will have to live in exile because, after his removal from office and the subsequent investigations, trial, and horrific revelations of criminal conspiracy on a barely imaginable scale, no other country on earth will be willing to take him in. Number 4, auction it off on eBay and use the proceeds to help pay for upgrades to Alabama's crumbling and antiquated infrastructure. Number 3, convert it into 2 tons worth of marble floor tiles for a gay bathhouse. Number 2, use it as a tombstone for Charlton Heston once he finally kicks the bucket. Number 1, take a sandblaster and scour away the commandments, then replace them with the First Amendment.